small for it.
The Ragnarok. But when you're about to stop, I dash into the wood. It's just stuck in my head.
What happens if something's in your way? What happens if you're riding along and there's a cat in front of you lying on
the paper? This is very loud, and guess what? It's a scare cats and dogs.
Very good. That's lovely. Can you turn around now? And ride back the other way? Oh, very good.
But I can't reverse. Guess what I need to do? I can't reverse. Do it with my toes.
You do? Show me. Oh, that's nearly reversing. And then where do you go?
London. Guess what? I ride on the train.
You telling me that you've ridden to London on the train tracks?
Yeah, ride on the train tracks with a bike on me. Oh. Yeah.
What happened then?
I bumped into you.
You bumped into me, didn't you?
Boink.
Oh, ow! Oh. Oh. I need to do that to you, don't I?
Please, sticky doos.
When did you get this bike? I can't remember really.
It's Christmas. Hello, you bee.
Was this Father Christmas that brought you this?
Yeah.
Tom Earth, it was not.
It was Daddy, actually.
For your birthday. It wasn't Christmas.
Oh, give me that hair. Ah.
Oh, is that where you are now? A hair grabber?
Yeah.
I can't see. Where's Thomas gone? I can't see him anywhere. Thomas? The microphone doesn't seem to be
picking up any.
I thought it was very loud.
It was when I first turned it on, but.
Have I got long hair or short hair?
Long.
Long hair. Has Thomas got long hair or short hair?
Short hair.
And Jean? Your mum?
Mummy!
Yes. What sort of hair has your mum got?
Short hair.
And your daddy?
Short hair. Mummy, let me just pull it like that a bit. Your hair.
Oh. You're not going to mess up your mum's lovely hair, are you?
But that's short. It's long.
Let's have a picture of you two showing your hair. You're going to show my hair?
That's right, show your hair.
Oh, that's a good one. I should have been holding your hair, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Do you think we should swap hairs for a day?
Yeah. See?
Right, so have one now without the hair over your eyes.
Come here. Look at the camera and smile.
Oh no, Thomas, now.
No, I'm just sitting on my knee. We got you, didn't we?
He can never remember Janine.
Are you still doing that? You can't remember? I bet you...
can't.
Did you play?
No. I did this.
Did you... I bet you played rough and tumble. No. Did you tickle anyone at school today?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Platford. Did you tickle Mrs. Platford?
Yes.
Did you? And what did she say?
Oh, it is smelly.
No, she didn't. What about your girlfriend? Kira. Sorry. How's Kira?
Fine.
What sort of hair has Kira got?
Short hair.
Well, Thomas apparently and Kira today have been running and bumped into one another and bumped their heads. Is that right?
And then Rachel's dead.
Oh, dear.
What the hell are you?
Right, tell me, what's happened when you bumped your heads? Did you bump your heads?
Where did you bump your head?
Nowhere.
Come on, did you really bump your head? What happened?
Nothing.
Did you bump it? You didn't bump it. You tell me Kira fell over, did you fall? Yes.
Played a joke on you.
So you didn't really bump your head?
No.
I didn't think you had, because.
You didn't really? Why did you tell your mummy you bumped your head? Was it so she would give you lots of sympathy?
Yeah.
Thomas up from nursery, but Mrs. Bradford usually tells you if something's happened, she tells you. And if Mrs. Bradford didn't tell us it happened.
Oh, yes, but she's done that.
I've not seen that before.
No, you won't have done that.
Nina, Nina.
Nina, Nina, what are they coming to bathroom?
Thomas.
Who's this? What's his name?
Simon Nothing.
Thomas, are you going to calm down? You're a bit excited, aren't you?
I'm not.
I think he is, are you? You're going to calm down and tell me about where you got this from?
No.
Okay, do you want me to go then?
No.
You don't want me to go? Well, you have to keep me. You have to talk to me, aren't you?
Let's be a Hoover.
Okay.
No.
This is Fireman Hoover.
Just clean I'm in the an aeroplane.
Oh, you're gonna make your mind up then.
I'm going to be Concorde. And Concorde.
Oh no, he's Concorde. Look. Flying to America.
I'm flying to America.
Thomas, no.
So
I want to know more about you bumping your head at school today.
No.
Nursery.
Shall I touch my bike's wheels? Because they're not dirty. Touch them like this.
What sort of accent? A Birmingham one?
Yeah.
He has a Midlands accent, yes.
Do you think he has? Yeah.
Certain things, definitely.
Where's he picked that from? You been to Birmingham?
No.
I used to live in Birmingham.
Or maybe it's some
touch, Steve.
Yes, it was nice.
Right, let me see if it's dirty.
Period.
Has that been outside that bike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Been on the bike.
Where did your mum take you on the bike?
Nowhere.
Oh, Thomas.
Did I single you?
No.
Where did your mum take you on the bike?
Nowhere.
Come on, we went to Isabel's house.
No, we didn't. My poor Janine's head off.
Right, come on, Thomas. I don't want you to do that. I'll get them.
Away!
I think Thomas thinks I'm a toy.
Yes.
Well, I'm a toy dog that you play with hair and...
Shall I tell you about this? Mary at St. Gabriel's. I didn't even know she knitted things like this. And she knew that Thomas was starting school, and she knew he was a little bit worried, and she wanted something to cheer him up. So she knitted this fireman, and this, and that's the wall, and that's his hose pipe with water coming out. Look.
Oh, she's very clever, isn't she, knitting that?
And Thomas was thrilled when he got it, because he's not really into soft toys, but he did like that.
It's very nice, though. The only thing that worries me is where the fireman's nose has gone.
Oh, yes. He's got red cheeks and no nose.
That's what I want to know.
Perhaps it's so he can't smell smoke.
Dad, I don't know if that's very useful in a moment.
When he sneezes, guess what? Have got a nose. I'm only joking.
That's
right. Oh, bottom.
Is that what he said? Yes. What else do you use your nose for that the fireman can't do?
Keep moving. No.
Oh, he's already not got a nose. You can't kick him as well.
If I rub it, he'll get a nose. Do you want a nose?
Look, he's trying to smell. Can he smell?
Of course he can't.
Why not?
I'll get another toy out.
Thomas, get down.
Get
down, please. Go around the proper way, that's better.
Yeah, I got it.
It's very nice.
Apparently, when she was doing it, several people came in and saw it. So she's got orders now for policemen and nurses.
Really?
And sorts of things, yeah.
Thomas, do you want me to show you something else that's funny about this?
No. What about this?
Where's his hair, look?
Is
that his hat? Is that what usually happens? And what's he got here? Has he got hair? What's he called?
Mr. Nothing.
Mr. Bald.
Look at my truck. Guess what? No, that they're called
can see lorry. Mummy. Yes. You can fit in here. And those are sitting there now.
Oh, the doors are broken on that, aren't they? No. Nothing's in there.
Oh, the doors are held on by blue tack. That's not very simple, is it?
Thomas, look, is he bald anymore? Look what he's got now.
Oh.
Come on, I'll fix it, won't you?
You can give him white hair.
Yes.
You were breaking your doodad.
Oh, is that what I'm doing? Oh, I fixed it there.
Thank you.
It's only a bit of stuffing up in this
pan. Thanks, bye.
So, Janine, are you going to tell us about these little boys and girls you go to visit?
Oh, yes, I've got lots of little friends
Thomas,
now, Thomas.
To this. Janine goes to see other children.
I've got
now.
A friend called Astrid.
Oh, have you? We have as well, haven't we?
Have you?
She's not got red hair.
No.
Oh, is there another Astrid?
Yes,
in Disbury. We saw her mummy today, didn't
she's
we?
Own, Astrid's only 2 years old. She's very nice. She'd like to meet Thomas.
Would she?
And there's
I'm
Aaliyah.
Sure Thomas would like to meet Astrid because you like girls, don't you?
I'm not a girl though.
You are.
No, I'm not.
I know what
I'm a lady.
No, you're a boy.
Oh, come on, listen to some more stories. So Astrid, would you like to meet Astrid sometime?
Of course I do.
And then I've got a friend called Aaliyah who lives in Cheadle.
Aaliyah.
It's an Asian girl. She lives in Cheadle.
Do you know what Cheadle? Have you been to Cheadle before?
No.
You haven't.
I'm your cat.
And then I've got a friend called Connie who lives in Stockport.
Guess what? You're the only one because I'm a cat.
Oh. Me. I didn't know Thomas the cat.
Meow.
I know, I can chat to Thomas the cat.
Meow.
Guess what?
So sorry, what?
I got two cats.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
So you have another girl in Cheadle? One in Cheetah called Aaliyah, and then there's one in Brinnington.
Yes.
Called Connie.
Connie.
And then, of course, there's Adam. You've met Adam, haven't you?
Oh, we know Adam, don't we?
Do you know Adam and Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam's big now.
Is he? He was 6 months old when we first met
him. He speaks quite a lot. Meow.
Does he?
Meow.
Oh, that's very nice. And how's Adam's mummy?
Oh, she's very well. She's getting married in August.
Oh, of course.
Excited, a family career from America. So, you've got any other toys to show me?
Yeah.
When you think I've not been here for about 2 months, so what have you got new? What have you got new to show me?
Just the old things.
Just old things. And what's your favourite thing you play with these days?
Thomas, don't go that way, please. Come on. Come on, don't be naughty.
I'm trying to look.
Well, do you want to put that in there? That's what you wanted to do, isn't it?
Yes. We got that machine and it can fix together. You put it like this.
We went to a party 2 weeks ago on Saturday, and guess what we bought the little boy whose party it was? An action man. Like your action man.
Wasn't it the same? You've got an action man.
Yeah. Yes, because you bought
it. It's Jamie's favourite toy, action man.
What's she looking for, sweetheart?
This is amazing, look at this.
We've got this plane as well, which we can put together, can't we?
Look. Oh. I'm reaching.
Oh, what are you reaching? That? What's your head?
This.
Ooh. Oh, it's a good thing to get that, Thomas.
Let me pull that team. I'm launching the rocket. This is the same colour, isn't it?
Shall I give you some money?
Do you want me to pretend to come and buy some lorries?
Yeah. I'll just give you some money.
Okay, give me some money and I'll come and buy some lorries. And here's one as well.
He actually had so many nice things for his birthday that we're still playing with them as if they're new toys, you know.
Amazing.
Yes.
And Mr. Fireman. Mr. Fireman says that he wants to buy a new lorry for his fire station. He'd like it to be able to, he'd like it to be quite big. It needs to be able to take at least 12 children. And he'd like it to also have a rocket. Have you got anything that would be, can he have a look at it, inspect it?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell him about it, sell it to him?
It's very, very long.
Mm-hmm. How long, do you know?
60 miles.
It's 60 miles long, that's very long.
But that sounds... this one's broken. The doors are too broken off.
Do you think, would you suggest that we buy the broken one? Or the 60 mile one?
That one's broken.
What would you recommend, Mr. Shopkeeper? You'd recommend this one?
Yeah.
And is there anything that we can put on it? Or is it just
covered?
The rocket! Oh, he's very excited now. Can we...
Do you want me to show you what it does?
Yeah.
Come on then. Show me. Oh, is that what it does?
That's all what you can do, this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It came with an aeroplane, that, didn't it?
You're having trouble getting down.
Mr. Shotman, what does this do? What's that for?
Putting things like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And this is... Does that belong to it? And then...
Yeah.
Close the door.
Then drive then... off.
That was a very fun ride. How much? Okay, I'll take it. How much did it cost, please?
This many money.
We're still playing the shop a lot as well, aren't we?
Have I enough there? Just coins to buy this, or do I have to use
credit card?
A credit card, yes. We've got some pound coins, some notes. Some notes, haven't we?
Oh. Thank you. Would you like me to sign my name?
Yep.
Mr. Bald Man.
Fireman Bald.
What did I do with the camera? Does anybody know?
You put it in your tummy.
Oh, does your mum eat cameras? Is that what she gives you for tea? Camera and chips?
Oh, it's here. No, it's usually just a camera. We don't
bother
with the chips.
Thank you. Oh, one thing I forgot. Can I possibly buy an aeroplane that I make myself?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Don't know about that. Policeman there will show you how it will go.
Am I a policeman?
Yeah, you are a policeman.
Mr. Policeman, can you show us how it goes?
I forgot to put your hat on.
Can you take it over to the
policeman? It's not a policeman yet.
It's just a mummy.
It's just a mummy. How do you make mummy into a policeman then?
I'll do. I'm sure. And then we better tell Jane about something. Oh, what did we do on Saturday and Sunday? What? Oh, policeman dressing up to a real policeman. And guess what?
What?
Emma's mate take me a picture.
Really?
Yep.
Did the uniform fit you?
No, but it went to my feet.
And
that policeman will show you where it
Did you look good as a policeman?
Yep.
Well, do you remember Janine last year at Manchester Show that they took a picture of Thomas in an ambulance? Did we ever show you that picture?
I haven't seen the picture, no.
Oh, well, last year the ambulance men took a picture of Thomas to their staff magazine. They put a white helmet on him.
And you were in the magazine?
Yes. Yeah. And the ambulance man came round one afternoon with a picture for us.
Oh, wow.
And this Saturday, it's just
They love you, don't they?
It was Manchester Show again, and I was judging in the morning. And in the afternoon, Thomas and I went, and we saw the same ambulance man who said, that's the little boy in the photograph, because they've got
the Really?
And they wanted to photograph him again.
Are you famous?
And I hadn't got the camera with us, so on Sunday we went to Boots and Stockport and bought a new film, a new battery, and we went back to the show.
You don't need to cost any money here.
And the ambulance men took his picture, and so did the policeman.
Wow.
And tell Janine about the sirens and the ambulance.
Well, like this. Are
you sure they were that loud?
There were three different sirens, weren't they?
One for stopping.
You explain that there's one traffic light, sorry, one siren when you're driving in ordinary traffic, isn't there?
Yeah.
And what was the other one for?
Stopping at the traffic light.
Yes, that's right. When you're going through traffic lights, it was a different one. And the other one was one day it was stuck behind somebody who doesn't seem to know they're there to get out of the way. And he was explaining about the stretcher, wasn't he, and the chairs.
What do they do?
Twirl around.
What does
he did it on the poorly chair.
What do you use the stretcher for?
Nothing.
But when people are poorly, they put them on stretchers. They'd have to go to the hospital, haven't they?
Yeah.
And the ambulance that Thomas had his stretcher taken in last year was called Bluey. And Bluey the ambulance has now been decommissioned and it's in India, isn't it? And they've got a new ambulance, a brand new ambulance.
Have you been in that one?
Yeah. Yes.
What are we going to do this? You're going to get the policeman to do something.
Yes, the policeman.
Do you want to take it to Mr. Shopkeeper?
Yeah. Janine, do you like shipping that?
Yes, please, too.
Hello.
Hello, Peter.
He's going to sit here and he's going to watch.
Hello, Fireman Bald.
We got somebody here.
Do you know why Fireman Bald's bald?
Why?
Because his hair burnt off. Do you believe me?
No. Weird. Please know how to put this on, so please do this.
You're weird. I've never heard you say that.
That's really funny.
Don't
worry
about that.
Mum, now can be a policeman, can I now?
You can be a policeman, it's a pleasure, yes. I'm not quite sure how this works yet.
Mummy. Can I be a policeman at all?
I think, yes. I think some of this is broken off, actually. Thank you.
Look,
have we
got a bottom
up? Oh. Thomas, I'm calling Fireman Bald. Fireman Bald. Fireman Bald, but you can't hear me. Why do you think?
Oh no.
No ears.
He's got no ears.
Oh, Fireman Bald.
What else has he got?
Nose, eyebrows.
And what do we have eyebrows for? Do you know?
Tripping eyes.
Shutting eyes. Your
tickling
eyebrows.
People.
Your eyes. Do you tickle people with your eyebrows?
I should Help me! Fireman Bald.
Fireman Bald's tickling me. Tickling me with his ears.
Works, Thomas.
Do you believe me? Oh dear me. I want to report Thomas for stealing the policeman's walkie-talkie.
Excuse me, I didn't steal it. I'm the policeman.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Policeman. I didn't realise.
Can I put this on then? You don't look like a policeman at all.
Yeah.
Take it off. Thomas.
No, it's too big.
It's not too big. What's too big? Your mummy?
Mummy.
You've seen this before.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's on please.
Was it your mother that bought that?
No, it was Pete. So Pete, yes.
Hello,
I
just
got
to arrest you.
I can see your dad, look.
Where?
Oh,
where is he?
Is that not him there?
There's nobody there.
There, on the drawer.
Can't see him.
The little girl Astrid that we were talking about before, we go to the Beehive in Didsbury on Friday, and on a very hot day, it didn't occur to her, but Astrid was wearing sunglasses, and she wanted to ride on a bicycle like Thomas. Thomas was on a red bicycle.
How come he's on red?
No, it was at the Beehive.
Oh, they provide them.
And Astrid wanted to go on a bicycle, and we were all saying, go on the yellow one. And she was looking around and we said, the yellow one there. And we could not work out why she couldn't see. It was yellow. Then we realised she had sunglasses on and it didn't look at all yellow to her.
How ridiculous.
Be careful with that because I think it's a bit rich.
Well, you make a lovely policeman, don't you? What are you called?
Fireman Fergus. Actually, Policeman Fergus.
Policeman Fergus? Yeah, who's Policeman Fergus?
I am.
Where did you get that name from? Policeman Fergus!
Yeah?
Hello, Policeman Fergus. I was just wondering if you could help us. Someone's stolen Fireman Bald's nose.
Ooh.
Where could we find it, do you think?
Everywhere about here.
Do you want to go and see if you can find it?
Yeah.
How are you going to look for it?
I got some ladders on my police van.
Oh, yes, we saw police van with ladders the other day. And what do you use the ladders for, Mr. Policeman?
Climbing up trees.
Well, we decided it's to chase burglars in high places.
Get this new walkie's got us a policeman.
Pudding! Oh, And
he's on the road. I just went with Purdy. Just let a policeman hit Purdy. Policeman, did you wake Purdy up?
It's great, but guess what?
You look very stern.
She said this. She stole on somebody's nose, and guess what? And guess what? She's eating it all.
She's eating it all.
Huh? So that's... Are we, will I have to tell the fireman that? Fireman, I'm afraid.
He can't hear you.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Hello, fireman!
So you can hear, can you hear that, even though he's got no ears?
Yeah.
Has Thomas got ears?
He's here to jump with Thomas Hill, isn't he? Otherwise his hat wouldn't smell, which would smell down.
I'm ready to put the other tape on.
Just shut that.
Don't you?
That's it, look at that. That's good. That's good. Oh dear. We're having a bit of trouble with this, Jim.
I'm not playing with it.
Well, good, as long as you get like that. Let's have a look at it. There we go. Tip that up.
You'll fall down the path again.
It will fall apart.
It
won't.
Where?
It won't, what do you mean?
It will.
I bet it
will. First leg, it would.
Very swish one. Very swish. Right, which one should we look first? Two on the bottom and two on the top.
Not what you did.
No, two on the bottom and two on the top.
What you did there. Not playing the silly toy.
Well, you do play with that silly toy, then you play with something else, and I will play with this because I quite like this. I'll see if Daddy wants
Thomas, why are you crying now? Come here and tell me again.
No.
Policeman Fergus. Where's Policeman Fergus? Do you know, Jean?
No, I don't. But I'm going to play with this one. He's not here.
Well, that's lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
Well, it's a lovely transporter.
Mm,
well, Jean,
so.
Are you lucky?
I think so.
Oh, that's lovely. And what does it do?
I told you.
Oh, you told who?
You.
Me? What have I done?
No,
not me. Mummy.
It's mummy because it fell off. Now, you Audrey, would you like to play with my car?
Oh, I'd love to play. I wish Thomas could play with you, though.
Oh,
see, Jean can't do it. Your mum can't do it. Will you show me? She keeps making the cars fall off. Okay. Will you show me?
I don't do that.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's much better.
Was I driving too fast?
Turn.
She's not turning up a bit more.
It doesn't. But it's very,
he's very good at it.
Actually,
oh, dear.
Then I showed you, Mummy, that.
Do you think it would go in the back of this one, Thomas, to go to the garage?
Of course it would. I broke it down already.
Singing.
It's an exciting song.
And do you know what else we did at the top of the road this morning?
What?
We sang two little dicky birds. And we sang Feel Happy and You Know It. And we read three stories. One was Peace at Last about the bears. I can't remember what the other one was, but the last one was they're very hungry. Caterpillar. What happens in the very hungry caterpillar?
Eat you.
No, he doesn't. Oh, well, I'm not going near that story if he eats me.
But she has a little caterpillar there to show us.
Do you remember when you tried to eat me once?
Yeah.
You told me that I tasted your bacon. Oh, yes. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then you ate your mummy and said she tasted of Thomas.
Yeah.
Who's a funny boy?
Me.
You. He's a cheeky boy. Do you think I'm a boy now?
You know this lorry? Both of them. One's got different names. That's called Smelly and that's called Wig.
No, they're not. I know they're not called
Wig.
That.
Yeah.
Wig.
Wee,
I think.
Wig.
Is that because that's your other name?
Yes!
Is that your name, is it?
I don't think so.
This is my grandma's truck.
When did you start school, Thomas?
Mummy!
Was that your mum?
Yes.
Excuse me, it wasn't me.
Well, next Wednesday, Thomas is going to the nursery that he's just come home from now in Gainsbury for a teddy bear's picnic. And then he goes next Thursday, and that's the last time he will ever go to nursery in Gainsbury.
Really?
And then he goes to Merseyvale for an extra
fix
week.
The door, because I'm driving off to my special. Guess what? I go to GD to ask him.
Where are you going?
McDonald's.
Where's McDonald's?
Around the corner.
Really? Which McDonald's do you go to?
Stockport one, and guess what? You can go in the back with the glories and cars.
Really? And what can we get to eat at McDonald's?
Happy Meal.
Oh, what do you get in a Happy Meal?
Apple yogurts.
Not yogurts, the nuggets, chicken nuggets.
No, yogurts. They are.
I was always supposed to be chicken yogurts.
Your yogurts.
Are you still eating? What is it? What's it called?
Yogurt.
Do you still eat slugs?
No.
You told me once you ate slugs.
No, they're just discussion.
Yeah, but Mummy, they're not called
nuggets. Nuggets. Thomas, there's no need for you to cry about the fact that they're not called nuggets and they're called yogurts, is there? Huh? Is that something to cry about?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Why is that something to cry about?
I'm going hungry.
No, you're not.
Here.
Okay, it's Wendy now. I thought you had to go and get some Janine quick.
So, no, but no.
So we got to McDonald's.
Janine's put up my dog.
You spoiled his talking, Janine. Oh, dear.
How did I?
So the last week in July, we are going with the nursery in Stockport to Blackpool Zoo. We're having a trip.
Oh, lovely.
And then on Friday of that week, Thomas will go to nursery forever. And then we shall be off in August, and then on the 3rd of September we start school. That's my wedding anniversary.
Wow! Have you got your school uniform yet?
No, but we've got the order form for it, and I'm going to sort it out on Thursday of this week.
Wow!
And he's been at St John's School every Wednesday afternoon, haven't he, for a few weeks now? He's going tomorrow.
Where's he gone anyway?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is. Is he on a flying carpet?
Yeah.
Don't play with the rug.
To cry, he's a bit tired.
No!
Not you, the rug.
No, he isn't. I want it.
We're saying that he, the rug, was a bit tired, not you.
I need that.
Watch the light. Oh, Thomas, do you think...
Get it!
Toys? Why do you want to play with the rug?
Because I want to play with the rug, but I don't have it.
Excuse me, don't you say give me it.
I want it!
What do you say if you want something?
Me, I love it! Well,
that's much better than give me it and shout
it,
isn't
it? Don't sit on it!
That's what
I'm going to do. Toys, I haven't done it. Where do I want it?
Who does the rug belong to?
Me!
It does me too.
Jones!
I can see he's laughing, really.
But it's mine!
I think it's Purdy's
room. Isn't it mine? Please, and you've locked it on it.
Come on, move off. But I don't want you moving it around. It's not a rug to
play. I want it to move it there.
Well, why don't you go in so you can get your nice play mat? That's
no! I want it there!
Thomas, do you want me to go home?
No,
I'll get off it, but you stop pulling it and you don't say give me. Thomas, let go of it all together. Let go. Let go of it and I'll let off.
No.
did the tears go. Just like that, as if by magic.
He is tired.
He is.
No!
Not leave you, it. Policeman Bald. Leave it now, please, Thomas. Leave the
world.
What funny thing he wants. Oh, Thomas Fireman Bald says he wants to do a dance for you.
I don't want to dance.
Oh, he's doing the tweenies dance. He's having good fun. Do you want to come and do it with me? Look.
No.
Have a look. Look at him. He's very funny. His hat keeps falling off. Are you coming?
No.
Come on. If you don't come on, I might have to go because I've only come to show you this dance.
I don't want to.
Look at him. Here he comes. He's very funny. Look. Oh, no. Oops, he's gone upstairs. I think he's very upset, isn't he?
He's very naughty.
Working a lot these days, aren't you? A bit sort out.
Thomas has been, on the whole, very good actually, but